Welcome to NI21's very first party conference. There were some of us wondered if we'd ever actually get to this place. You know, when you start off a political party, you wonder, is anybody going to join you? And I have to say, when I come in today and I look and I see what we have in front of us, I absolutely am impressed about the commitment of others. There's a few little things I want to say. I've apologised to the press at the back because, as is my wont, I have rewritten my speech. I have it in front of me here, but, well, it's only for guidance, really. But there are some important things that I want to say. We're here today to talk about the future, not the past. And it's not about the future. It's about our future. And it's not just our future, it's our children's future and their children's future. And it's a heavy responsibility. And in the speech that I'm about to give, I want to set out some basic tenets. I want to explain why Northern Ireland needs another political party, a new political party. I want to show why NI21 will be different. I want to set out what we will achieve, hope to achieve, and how we will go about it. And I want to finish by saying and explaining why you are the most important person in this room. And before I start the particular serious bit of the speech, I just was going around speaking to our exhibitors. And that's what really inspires me. I've got this box from Giving Voice. Fantastic. I've got this plaque from the Institute of Physics. It is harder to crack a prejudice than an atom. I have this leaflet put on the chairs by somebody called John McAllister. And I think he deserves a round of applause. So the issue was all about diversity and difference. And we start from a premise that there's clearly something wrong with our political system. We have a situation where almost half the people of this country do not vote. And if the discussions are anything to go by, there's going to be more of them that don't vote. We also have flag protests that are allowed to bring our capital city to its knees, regardless of the rights or wrongs of their concerns. What they do is counterproductive, destructive, and not good for anybody. And we also have the situation where we've had to drag Richard Haass all the way across the Atlantic to sort out or attempt to sort out problems that we really should have been sorting out ourselves around the executive table. So it's obvious to me that the tired old parties of the 20th century have failed to deliver on the promise of the Good Friday Agreement. They've squandered the opportunity. They have dashed the hopes of every single person that voted for that agreement. And one of the reasons why we need a new party is that the old political parties of the past are part of the problem, not part of the solution. Everywhere I go, and I've heard the people talk in the stage before I got started, and I hear the same story. I hear the story, the people are angry, palpably angry. They're angry with their politicians, they're disillusioned with the political process, and they are simply opting out of politics. It's not that they're disinterested, but they are fed up. And unless a new political party emerges, many will not vote. And so you say, well, okay, NI21 is a new party, but what makes it different? Three words set us apart. They're on the board here. Courage, conviction, and commitment. The courage is the courage to speak out when others will keep quiet. The conviction is the conviction to stand up for what you believe. And the commitment is a commitment to change Northern Ireland for the better. But you know, the most exciting thing about NI21 is the sheer diversity of the people who support it. I am exhilarated, enthused, inspired by the people in this room. I have met many of you already. Some of you I haven't met yet. They're friends that are brought along. But each and every one of you is different. And being different is what makes us special. Being different is what makes us individuals. And being different is what makes change possible. We in this room are united in seeking a common future. But we are not the same. We are not clones. At the very core of our value system is a determination to fight for the rights of all the individuals in our country, whatever their cultural background, whatever their religious beliefs, whatever their sexual orientation or their age or their gender or whatever differentiates them. We fight for the individuals of Northern Ireland. But Northern Ireland is more than a collection of individuals. It's a community, a very real and genuine community. Our society is made up of unique individuals, bound together by family ties, by school, by employment, by sport, by common and sometimes traumatic experiences of the past. We are a community. But we also know that in modern relationships, in modern family life, modern attitudes, they are complex, personal, and constantly evolving. So it is not for us, to tell unmarried couples or gay couples or single mothers or kinship carers that their family unit, their lifestyle, their decisions are any less worthy than other. We are not on a moral crusade. We are not on a moral crusade. We just want to live in a society where everybody is treated with respect, everybody is treated with dignity, and everybody belongs to our community. The trouble is that this doesn't always happen. It's self-evident that some people do have deep-seated differences. Some of the language that's now used in the Northern Ireland Assembly is quite frankly appalling. The way people talk to one another. It's just not civilised. But sectarianism is never far from the surface in Northern Ireland. And when it surfaces, it is bitter and it is nasty and it is destructive. But I know another Northern Ireland, a place where the people are warm and generous to a fault, where the people are proud of where they live and anxious that when visitors come, they think well of us. Remember how pleased we all were when the G8 came to town and the weather held. You know, there were people wanting to swim in Loch Earn. Just shows you from out of town. So from out of town, but just how proud we were. And then when we had Hannah Nelson speak in front of Obama, how proud we were all about that. Just inspirational. We all felt good about it. And, you know, testament, you know, you saw that I was the music that I came on to. When the MTV Awards were in Belfast and you got the buzz and the buzz that's all around them, just how proud we all are. Isn't it good to be Northern Irish? Isn't it good to be Northern Irish? And this is because Northern Ireland is our land. It is our people. And I suspect I am not alone in feeling really disappointed. So, so disappointed when we let ourselves down. When the images that go across the world are not of our beautiful country and our beautiful people, but of other throwbacks to the past. This is not Northern Ireland. This is not my Northern Ireland. We are better than that. We aspire to better. Northern Ireland deserves better. Some will object to me using the term Northern Ireland. Some will insist upon calling it something else. They make a point of not calling it Northern Ireland. Now, you know me, I'm pretty liberal and I don't do labels, you know, but I tell you one label that I do. The label I do is Northern Irish. I am Northern Irish. Because the problem is that the lack of a common vision is at the heart of all of our political problems. You actually have two groups at the centre of government that are trying to go that way. You cannot do it. You cannot build a common future without a common vision. And so one of the things that we must do, regardless of what your long-term aspirations are, is we must build a consensus around making Northern Ireland work. This is our political role as a party. This is why NI21 is relevant. This is why we engage with others. This is real politics. And so one of the things that people see that John and I go off and talk to other parties, I will just give a little aside. John arranged for us to have a quiet word with the Sinn Féin TDs and senators from the south. He said, I think we should go and chat and find out what it is that they want. I said, it's okay, we'll go. And about 2 days before it, they phoned up and said, would it be okay if we had a photograph? I said, well, all right. I mean, we're open. I am a politician. I said, does John have to be in it? But anyway. apparently he did. But anyway. So we all set off for our secret rendezvous in Carlingford. And, of course, since it's across the border, we didn't exactly know how to get to Carlingford. So we followed the sat-nav via Dublin, and we ended up in Carlingford just at 11.30, and thought it was around here somewhere. We looked at our instructions, and it said, it's beside the sea, it's on the waterfront. And we were a bit late, and we were driving up and down the esplanade there. I said, well, we can see the sea, we can't see them. And I said, look, it's no good, we're going to have to phone. John, phone. All right, so we phoned, and said, well, where are you? They said, well, come and get you. What can you see? And there was an RTE van that was there. And I said, right, John, we'll throw the car in there beside the RTE van and we'll go and find out where they're going. And I said, I wonder what the heck an RTE van is doing in Carlingford. What happens in Carlingford? So anyway, we got out of the car, we walked round, we turned around the corner, and there was Gerry Adams and Mary Lou McDonald and RTE photographing us. They were there to see us. So much for the secret meeting. Actually, it was really interesting. There was an exchange of views. As always, we put our view across politely, forcefully. We explain and we engage, and it was a good engagement. But here's the sort of thing that we said. Here's the real politics that John and I and Peter were doing. We actually said to those that disagree with the existence of Northern Ireland, I said, well, think about this. If you aspire to government in the south, you must realise that the people of the south will judge you on how you do government in the north. And if you proclaim in the south that you are doing a great job in opposition, that you are holding the government to account and that you are a government in waiting, surely, in terms of equality, you will support similar structures in the Northern Ireland Assembly. And we also said to those that are proponents of a border poll that others will see it as self-indulgent, counterproductive and divisive. It is not good politics. And you know what? Half of them agreed with us. And this is the important thing when you talk about politics, is understanding that your assessment of what the other people think is usually not correct. It's usually not the right thing. And when you talk about people in the appropriate way, stand firm to your ideals and what you want to achieve, actually, you can find a better way forward. And I just want to say to you, NI21, because not everybody was at the launch. Not everybody gets where, what does it stand for? Some people can't even see the NI in it. Can everybody see the NI? There's a particular lady, she won't mind me mentioning it, that she's in the Education Services in the Assembly, and she needs to get the 15-year-old people to point it out to her every time. But it is there. It is there. It's particularly appropriate because NI21 is the party for Northern Ireland. It's a party focused on the 21st century, a party for those that aspire to better, regardless of their background or cultural identity. This is what the name means. This is what we stand for. This is what we believe in. For those that ask repeatedly, what do you stand for? The clue is in the name. But we have, as part of our taglines here, aspire to better. And if we aspire to a better Northern Ireland, how do we go about it? How do we go about it? And there are three bits to our strategy. There's a real strategy, a real plan, which we all work together on. And the first thing we must do is we have to provide a viable alternative to the parties of the past, for they are taking us nowhere. But you can't complain about them if there isn't an alternative. And the second thing we need to do, and this will form a major part of this speech, is we need to create more jobs, a better living wage, and a better economy, because it is really hard to settle the benefits of the democratic process when people are actually suffering falling living standards. The economy matters because people need to believe it's the right way forward. And finally, the third bit that we must do is we must make the Assembly more effective because we cannot make progress without better political leadership. So the Northern Ireland economy, despite the number of ribbons that are cut, the positive good news that comes out relentlessly, it is not working. The economy is not getting better. People know that it is not right. Unemployment figures may have stabilised, but for most families, the struggle to make ends meet is getting harder. You have a situation where the increase in inflation in the basic costs in food, in heating, in petrol, are all far outstripping wage increases. You get house building that has collapsed, but we now don't build any houses, and yet there is a demand for housing. And you have one in four shops in Belfast that are vacant. The economy is not working, and the unrelenting positive spin by the government is actually counterproductive. We've listened here to many of our young people come and talk. It is one of the things that I feel passionately about, because our young people are hardest hit. Even those with an education struggle to find appropriate employment. Many are forced to emigrate or take jobs that offer little reward for their educational achievements. And for those without skills or an education, the situation is even bleaker. Our education system appears unable to adapt. Our hospitals are under pressure, and the prospect of welfare reform hangs over the most vulnerable in our society. Against this backdrop, it is hardly surprising that there is a real mood, a demand for change in the country. And it is that demand that NI21 intends to satisfy. It's barely 5 months ago that we launched our party. And for those of you who were there, what a fantastic night it was. Full of enthusiasm, spontaneity. We didn't actually know who was going to turn up, but it was great to see that people did. Some people thought they were going to show that night, but we brought them in. But people were surprised then about the people that turned up. People said, oh, well, you know, it's just a flash in the pan. It's just people going, they'll not be there. They'll not be there in the future. He said, 200 people that you had there that night will not be there in 4 or 5 months' time. I suspect those same people will be really surprised to see you all here today, and I'd like you to give me a genuine round of applause for yourselves.